VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. TikTok's chief executive will face tough questions from lawmakers Thursday who are convinced the Chinese-owned short video app should be barred for being a potential national security threat to the United States. This as U.S. Congress is considering bipartisan legislation that would give President Joe Biden power to ban any foreign-based technology that poses a national security threat. At a White House briefing Wednesday, National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby was asked if there was anything TikTok CEO could say to convince the White House that TikTok should not be banned.
I certainly am not going to get ahead of his testimony or how he wants to characterize his company. The president really, as you rightly noted, has been very consistent about our concerns in terms of big tech and particularly some social media applications, and that includes TikTok.
TikTok has 150 million users in the U.S., but is under increasing pressure from U.S. officials concerned about data security and user safety. Ukrainian troops will launch a long-awaited counterassault very soon, now that Russia's huge winter offensive is losing steam, without taking Bakhmut. This is according to Ukraine's top ground forces commander on Thursday. Troops have been on the defensive for 4 months. Meanwhile, Slovakia has handed over the first of four MiG-29 jets it has pledged to donate to Ukraine, with the rest of the planes to be delivered in the coming weeks, the Slovak Defense Ministry said on Thursday. Conversely, Finland's defense minister on Thursday said he did not want to donate Hornet fighter jets to Ukraine, adding they're needed to secure their own country. For more on these and any of the stories you're covering, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Authorities in the western U.S. state of Colorado